morning.
I don't know if there's much more to be said after a song like that. I was thinking as we sang that if we could get the essence of that song in our heart, we could probably all go home right now. There are a lot of secrets to that, that particular song. A lot of secrets for the Christian life. I think it's befitting that that song is on 365. Because it's 365 days out of the year that we need to allow the Lord to make the choices for us. Today, Lord, if my day is sickness, I thank you for it. Today, if the day is a day of poverty and of very little means, I thank you for it. When we can say that from our heart, then we've truly come into what God is after. Because His ways are really the only way. And yet for too long we've trusted our own way. Let's turn in our Bibles to Genesis, please. This morning we're going to look at one of the saddest stories, I believe, in the Bible. And yet what makes this such a sad story is that it's so applicable today. In other words, we often fall into the same trap. The storyline that was for Esau also becomes the storyline of our life. Let's begin with the 24th verse of Genesis 25. Genesis 25:24. Isaac and Rebecca could not have children for a long time, and Isaac prayed to the Lord, and she became pregnant, and in her womb were twins.
以撒和利百家他们很久都没有孩子，那以撒就向神求告。
And we pick up the story at the birth of the twins in verse
24.
And so when her days were fulfilled for her to give birth, indeed, there were twins in her womb.
生产的日子到了，腹中果然是双子。
And the first came out red, he was like a hairy garment all over, so they called his name Red, or Esau.
先产的身体发红，浑身有毛，如同皮衣，他们就给他起名叫以扫。
Afterward, his brother came out, and his hand took hold of Esau's heel, so that his name was called Jacob.
随后又生了以扫的兄弟，手抓住以扫的脚跟，因此给他起名叫雅各。
Isaac was 60 years old when she bore the two of them.
利百加生下这两个孩子的时候，以撒年正60岁。
So the boys grew, and Esau was a skillful hunter, a man of the field, but Jacob was a mild man, dwelling in tents.
两个孩子渐渐长大，以扫善于打猎，常在田野；雅各为人安静，常住在帐篷里。
And Isaac loved Esau because he ate of his game, but Rebecca loved Jacob.
以撒爱以扫，因为常吃他的野味；利百加却爱雅各。
Now Jacob cooked a stew, and Esau came in from the field, and he was weary.
有一天雅各熬汤，以扫从田野回来累昏了。
And Esau said to Jacob, please feed me with that same stew, for I am weary. Therefore his name was called Edom, or Red.
以扫对雅各说，我累昏了，求你把这红汤给我喝。因此以扫又叫以东，以东就是红的意思。
Jacob said, sell me your birthright as of this day.
雅各说，你今日把长子的名分卖给我吧。
So Esau said, look, I'm about to die, so what is this birthright to me?
你嫂说我将要死，这长子的名分与我有什么益处呢？
Then Jacob said, swear me as of this day. So he swore to him, and he sold his birthright to Jacob.
雅各说你今日对我起誓吧，你嫂就对他起了誓，把长子的名分卖给了雅各。
And Jacob gave Esau bread and stew of lentils. Then he ate and drank, arose, and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright.
于是雅各将饼和红豆汤给了以扫，以扫吃了喝了便起来走了。这就是以扫轻看他长子的名分。
Pick up the same story in Hebrews 12.
在希伯来书第十二章我们再读到同样的故事。
Hebrews 12.
希伯来书第十二章。
It's amazing how there's really just one story throughout the Bible.
实在是很惊异，因为整本圣经只说到一个故事。
We say that the Bible is His story, Christ's story, His story.
我们说到圣经乃是基督的故事。
And we see that in the Bible. We see in the beginning here of the Bible, the background, the narrative of a particular story, and then we see the result, another part of the story towards the back.And in a minute, we'll go to the middle and we'll see the story continue.
在开始，在圣经开始的时候，我们看到有一个故事发生，然后到了圣经，在结尾的时候又提到这个故事。等一下我们要看到，在圣经的中间也这个故事仍然是持续的。
The Bible is really not that complicated.
圣经并不是那么复杂。
It shows the failure of the first Adam.
这就是让圣经就是让我们看见首先亚当的失败。
Here's an example of the first Adam, Esau. We see his failure in Genesis. We see his failure here in Hebrews, mentioned again.
Esau 在这边就让我们看见，首先亚当的失败，在创世纪里我们看到他的失败，到了希伯来书我们又看到他的失败。
And the result of that failure is judgment.
那这个失败的结局就是审判。
Beginning in Genesis 3:15, we see the answer to that failure, God's answer to that failure, namely the Lord Jesus.
在创世纪第三章十五节，我们就看到神为了这个失败给我们的一个救法，就是主耶稣基督。
From Genesis 3:15 until the last book in Revelation, we see the second Adam, the Lord Jesus, as God's answer to man's failure.
从创世纪第三章十五节一直到启示录最后一章，我们都看见神给我们的救法就是这个末后的亚当，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
Sometimes, like in the case of Esau, he uses a man as an example.
有时候他用一个人，譬如以扫作为一个例子。
Often he uses many people, a group of people, like the nation of Israel, as an example of man's failure.
有时候他用许多的人，像一个国家，譬如说以色列民族作为一个例子。
In the New Testament, we see the body, the church, failing. We also see the body doing it right.
在新约里面，我们看见教会他的身体失败。然后又被他复兴。
So we pick up again another little word here about this man Esau, beginning in the 14th verse of the 12th chapter of Hebrews.
在希伯来书第十二章，从第十四节开始，我们又看见以扫这个人。
14th verse: Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord.
第十四节，你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁，非圣洁，没有人能见主。
Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness, like Esau, springing up, cause trouble, and by this many become defiled.
又要谨慎，恐怕有人失了神的恩，恐怕有毒根生出来扰乱你们，因此叫众人沾染污秽。
Lest there be any fornicator or profane, godless person like Esau, who for one morsel of food sold his birthright.
恐怕有淫乱的，有贪恋世俗如以扫的，他因一点食物把自己长子的名分卖了。
For you know, and here we see Esau's failure. For you know that afterward, when Esau wanted to inherit his blessing, he was rejected. For he found no place for repentance, though he sought it diligently with tears.
后来想要承受父所住的福。竟被弃绝，虽然哭嚎切求，却得不着门路，使他父亲的心意回转，这是你们知道的。
And let's look at one further scripture in the middle of the Bible, Obadiah. This is the most difficult book in the Bible to locate.
让我们再翻到圣经中的 一卷书是厄巴迪亚书，这是最难找到的一卷书。
Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah.
何西阿书、约珥书、阿摩斯书、厄巴迪亚书。
It's only 21 verses long and it's tucked right in the middle where all of your pages stick together.
只有21节长，但是它却在中间是你那个打不开的地方。
These 21 verses actually tell us the result of Esau's life.
在这21节就让我们 看见以扫的结局。
Let me just read a couple sentences that are at the head of this chapter in my Bible.
让我就读几从这章圣经里面读几章圣经。
A struggle that began in the womb between two brothers, Esau and Jacob.
在他们在母腹当中，以扫和雅各的争执。
Eventuates or results in a struggle between their respective descendants.
那这造成他们两个人后裔的争执。
The Edomites and the Israelites.
以东人和以色列人。
And something that started way back there, actually in the womb.
这其实是在很早以前在母腹中的事。
Rebecca, we see there in Genesis, she had kind of a very difficult pregnancy.
我们可以看见在创世纪里面，我们可以看见利百加的那个产期并不舒服。
She cried out to the Lord, why is all of this commotion inside of my stomach?
他求问主说为什么在我腹中有这样的争执。
It wasn't just because they were twins.
并不是因为是有双胞胎。
But an antagonism had begun back there in the womb that continues until this very day.
乃是在从那个腹中就开始那个两个相对的力量就开始一直到今天。
If you just glance through the paper this week at all, just even looked at the front page,You saw this conflict on the front page of the Houston Chronicle and the Houston Post this week.
或是你只是翻一翻报纸，甚至只是看的第一版的标题，你就可以看到这两个事例今天的情况。
In fact, on Wednesday, the bombing of that bus that was between these two factions.
也在礼拜三Houston Chronicle 上面登的那个一个公共汽车爆炸的事案，就是关于以色列跟以东人。
Let's see what was the result of Esau and his descendants in verse 2 in Obadiah.
我们从厄巴迪亚书第二节来看以扫和他的后裔的结局是什么。
Behold, I will make you small, Edom, among the nations. You shall be greatly despised.
我使你以东在列国中为最小的，被人大大藐视。
Sort of poetic that word despised is there again.
你看到我们在这边又看到藐视这个词。
Remember,A minute ago we read, Esau despised his birthright. Now God says, you are despised.
在刚刚我们读创世纪里面说以扫轻看他长子的名分。
You are scorned. You are scorned. You're resented. You're hated.
你会被人恨恶。
The pride of your heart has deceived you. You who dwell in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, you who say in your heart,Who will bring me down to the ground?
住在山阙中，居所在高处的，你因狂傲自欺，心里说，谁能将我拉下去？
Though you ascend as high as the eagle, and though you set your nest among the stars, from there I will bring you down, says the Lord.
你虽如大鹰高飞，在星宿之间搭窝，我必从那里拉下你来，这是耶和华说的。
Let's just have another word of prayer.
那我们有一点简短的祷告。
Father, this morning we just want to stand in faith on your promises.
亲爱的天父，我们今天就站在凭信心站在你应许的上面。
We want to be those who do not despise this hour.
我们不愿意成为轻看这段时间的人。
We want to be those who receive exactly, Father, the fullness, the completeness of what you would have for us at this time.
我们愿意你在为着这时间所为我们预备全备的丰富我们都愿意领受。
So by faith, Lord, we ask for your Holy Spirit
借着信我们愿意的圣灵
to still our minds and our souls and our bodies
平静我们的心灵平静我们的身体
quicken our spirit
让我们付出我们的灵魂。
In the speaking, in the translation, in the hearing.
在说话的、翻译的跟听的。
That we might come into the fullness of what you would have.
我们能够进到你丰盛的里面。
We pray in Jesus' name, Amen.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
As I have been thinking about this person Esau, I have been wondering, you know, what entered his mind? What caused him to despise his birthright?
当我在思想以扫这个人的时候，我想说他心里到底想什么？为什么什么事情促使他轻看他长子的名分呢？
What made him different than Jacob?
他与雅各有什么不一样？
You know, Jacob wasn't really the nicest guy that came down the pike.
雅各其实并不是最好的人。
His name, Jacob, means, chiseler, cheater, stealer.
雅各他这个名字的意思就是欺骗的。
Recently, when we were in Jordan, our, Arab guide made a long 20-minute speech on the bus about Jacob grasping on, and he's still grasping on to, Esau.
当我们在约旦河那个地方的时候，我们的向导跟我花了20分钟跟我们说到雅各那个当初抓的情景，他今天仍然在抓。
And all through Jacob's life, we see this conniving, this spirit that is not really what we would say is Christian.
在雅各一生当中，我们看见他这个并不是属乎基督徒的一个灵。
We don't have too much said about Esau, other than that he was a hunter.
对以扫我们却没有说什么。我们只知道他是打猎的。
And Jacob was a herdsman.
雅各是牧羊的。
And it appears that right there at the beginning in Esau's life, there was something that was driven him to self-interest.
在一开始以扫的生活中，好像就有他。促使他一直追求他自己所喜欢的事。
It's interesting as we sang that song this morning, that is one word that is absolutely refuted and rejected in that song 365. The word self-interest. 365.
在我们今天早上唱的那首诗歌里面，有一个字没有出现，就是我们自己的意思。
That song constantly says, Lord, you choose for me.
在那首诗歌里面，他一直说，主啊，求你拣选，为我拣选。
And then I think we have to be honest that both Jacob and both Esau, at the beginning of their lives, there was definitely a self-interest.
在雅各和以扫他们生活开始的时候，他们都有他们自己的喜欢。
But there seems to, later on in their life,be a difference in this particular area of self-interest.
特别是在这一方面，当他们晚年的时候就有在他们以后的日子里面就有点不一样。
In fact, when we see in Hebrews the sort of the autobiography, the last line regarding Jacob's life, we see him standing there, leaning on his staff, worshiping the Lord.
在希伯来书好像对 雅各生活中雅各的一生做一个总评的时候，他说他是扶着杖头敬拜。
He dared not even go down to visit his beloved son Joseph without getting permission from the Lord. He worshipped and asked the Lord first.
他先 求问神允不允许让他下去看他亲爱的儿子。
But on the other hand, we see Esau,beginning right at the outset here, despising that which was given to him.
在然后看以扫的生活，在他一开始的时候，他就轻看那是给他的。
Esau was the firstborn.
以扫是长子。
And with that came primogeniture. Came he was the firstborn, and therefore he received the benefits of firstborn primogeniture.
他是长子，所以他就有长子的福分。
That meant he received all of Isaac's inheritance.
这就说来，他会继承以撒所有一切的产业。
This is not even uncommon today. Even in England today, for example, the firstborn becomes the king.
即使今天在英国也是长子会成为王。
And if there's not an oldest son, then the oldest daughter becomes the queen.
若没有儿子，没有长子的话，那长女就会变成皇后。
Esau was born with this right of primogeniture, with this right of inheritance.
Esau 一生下来就有长子的名分。
There must have been something in Esau's heart, however, that sort of took this right very lightly.
也许在以扫的心里面就很对这个看的不是那么重视。
He didn't think too much of it.
他并不觉得很重要。
It could have started just with an attitude towards his father. You know, my father is sure not like Abraham, my grandfather.
也许是对他父亲的态度，想说我的父亲实在是不像我的祖父亚伯拉罕一样。
Abraham is the father of the nation. He is something great, very wealthy and very rich. Opened up all these wells for the people.
我的祖父亚伯拉罕是多国之父，他是非常有钱的，他是挖掘了这么多的井。
And my father comes along, and the best he can do is just reopen these wells.
而我的父亲所能做的只是再把这些井再挖出来。
So there could have been an attitude of disdain, just a sort of scorning. My father isn't too much.
也许他只是有一种这种态度，我的父亲并没有什么。
And it wasn't, in fact, until later on that he realized, hey, my father is very wealthy, and I want my portion.
那到后来他才发觉说我的父亲是非常有钱的，我要得到我的份。
But it was too late. He had already, of course, given it away.
但是那已经太晚了，因为已经给掉了。
This is really not an uncommon story.
这并不是一个很普通的事件。
We've been thinking a lot of Israel lately after traveling there, and the whole history of Israel of one is really despising what they have in the Lord.
我们最近因为去了以色列旅游回来以后，常常想到以色列的事情。那以色列的历史就告诉我们，他们就是轻看神所给他们的。
Jerusalem has been destroyed, leveled 14 times.
耶路撒冷被铲平了14次之久。
They've gone into exile twice.
他们被放逐有两次。
But they've returned twice.
但是他们两次都回来。
And no nation, that has not occurred to any nation before.
在世上没有一个国家是这样子的。
Israel, in 1948 was reestablished.
在1948年5月的时候，以色列又复国了。
And though Israel has disdained, has despised God, God has not despised them.
虽然以色列轻看神，但是神却没有轻看他。
And as a result, they have been brought back into the land.
那结果就是他们被带回到他们。
And they're coming back each day.
他们每一天都还在归回。
Not as believers.
并不是信徒们。
Unsaved.
没有得救。
Not knowing why they're even coming back.
他们甚至不知道他们为什么要回去。
A half a million Russians have come back in just the last couple of years.
差不多有50,000的人从苏俄才回来。
And Israel is once again being established.
以色列又被建立。
Despite the fact that they have rejected the Lord.
虽然他们拒绝神。
But there's something behind the story.
但是在这故事后面有一些。
And that is God has a covenant and has a will for Israel.
但是因为神与以色列立约，神有他的旨意。
47 times God has covenanted and made an oath regarding Israel in the Bible.
在圣经里面47次提到神与以色列列人立约。
No other oath or no other time has the Lord sworn in the Bible more than 4 times regarding a particular covenant.
这是特别某一个誓约，神不在圣经里面神没有提过四次之多。
God has chosen them.
神拣选了他们。
And how does this relate to us? He has chosen us.
那这与我们有什么关系呢？他今天也拣选了我们。
But like Israel, we have, and beginning back there with Esau as an example, we have rejected what the Lord's plan is for.
就像以色列人一样，或者是回到以扫的故事，我们拒绝了神对我们的计划。
Esau looked at this birthright as not much.
以扫轻看他长子的名分。
And yet this birthright has the most significant spiritual meaning of anything in the Bible.
但是这个长子的名分在圣经里面却非常。
In one word, this spiritual birthright represented Christ.
这长子的名分，属灵的意义就代表了基督。
It was his inheritance.
是他的份。
And all through the Old Testament, we see the oldest son of God's son.
在旧约里面，每一次当我们提到长子的名分的时候，我们都看到一个基督的形象。
Esau rejected this birthright, this thing that is most precious in God's sight.
以扫拒绝的这个东西是在神眼中是最重要的。
Israel rejected it.
以色列也拒绝了。
And today we reject it.
今天我们也拒绝。
I think that's why it's so sobering because the parallel between us and Esau are so close.
这是何等的悲哀，因为我们与以扫的生活是这样的相似。
And the result will be the same too, judgment.
那他的结局也是一样的，就是审判。
You some might say, well, I'm born again.
那你可以说我已经重生了。
Esau was born.
以扫也是生下来的。
He came into this life.
他来到了这个世界。
He entered into his father's house.
他进入他父亲的家。
Everyone in this room who has received Christ has entered into the house.
在座的每一个人接受了基督就是进到家里的人。
But like Esau, the question this morning, have we received, have we accepted the birthright, all of the inheritance?
就像以扫一样，今天早上我们的问题是我们是否得到了我们长子名分所该得的一切的福分。
I think many of you have a testimony similar to mine. For many, many years, I thought my birthright was being born again.
也许你们像我一样，有许多年之久，我以为我长子的名分就是重生了。
That acceptance of Christ giving me a ticket to heaven.
接受了基督就好像给了我一个去天堂的票。
And not belittling that at all. That is very important.
当然那个我们不要轻看它，因为那是非常重要的。
We see a very interesting verse in Hebrews 11. Because Esau was born into the family of Jacob, or of Isaac, it says he received Isaac's blessing.
在希伯来书
Isaac's blessing.
他因为他生在父家里面，所以他得到了以撒的祝福。
Those 17 countries that are enemy of Israel today, they are very blessed. Blessed.
今天实在得到很大的祝福，因为光是石油就带给他们很大的祝福。
It's interesting to me, you know, when you read that verse in Hebrews 11 and Jacob or Isaac blessed Esau and Jacob to see that even today.
在希伯来书，当我们读到雅各对以扫和以撒对雅各和以扫的祝福的时候，我们就可以看到今天的光景。
To see how those 17 Arab countries, you know, make the headlines of our business page every week regarding OPEC.
在那些阿拉伯17个国家里面，他每一个礼拜都在我们报纸上商业版成了头条新闻。
And when they get a little feisty over there, how our gas pumps all of a sudden.There are lines and the price goes up.
他们一有什么变动，那我们的石油的价钱就上涨。
There is a thread of history that goes right straight through Israel, goes right straight through the Arab countries, right down to today.
这有一条的线末，一直从以色列的历史一直到今天阿拉伯国家和以色列国家。
Because history is His story, Christ's story.
因为历史。就是他的故事，就是基督的故事。
It's not man, we're just blinded.
并不是人，我们乃是瞎眼的。
Just as Esau was blinded. What's this inheritance? It's not much if I'm going to die.
就像以扫他也是瞎眼的，他说若是我要死的话，这些福分对我又有什么用处呢？
You know, Abraham made that same mistake. Esau, boy, there's a famine here. We're going to die. We better go back to Egypt.
亚伯拉罕也做了同样的错误，因为他说我们在这边有饥荒，我们会死，那我们就下到埃及去。
Call it rationalization.
这就是我们对这个。
Or doing something out of expediency.
或者是我们凭我们的经验来做事。
But not necessarily is the will of God.
但却不是神的旨意。
And it costs the birthright.
但是这个却
It costs fullness and completeness.
这确实我们无法进入基督的丰富里面。
It caused that perfect thing that you and I are expected to come into.
这确实我们没有办法进入到那个完美我们应该进入的境界里。
Individually, we often reject our birthright.
就个人而言，我们常常拒绝了我们长子的名分。
And when I speak of birthright, I'm speaking here now of our spiritual birthright.
我所说到长子的名分乃是指我们属灵的长子的名分。
We despise it daily in the most subtle ways.
在非常微妙的情况之下，在我们每天的生活中，我们都轻看了我们长子的名分。
The Lord is not just here around this table.
这个主并不是只在这个早上擘饼聚会的时候。
God is in all things and in everything.
神乃是在每一件的事上，每一个。
From every phone call, from every letter, from everything on the newspaper, from every war, every murder.God is behind it.
每一个的电话，每一封信，每一件事情，每一条新闻，甚至是每一个谋杀案，神都在他后面。
Now that doesn't mean that that's God's perfect will.
但那并不表示是神完美的旨意。
But just as all the evil that befell Job, whether it was the killing of his 10 children and all the plagues and all the sickness, all of that occurred by permission.By God himself.
但是就像那一切临到约伯的那些灾难，他的十个孩子都被杀，一切他所临到的那些祸患，神都是经过神的允许。
The Lord has perfectly made an environment for each one of us.
为着我们每一个人，神都给了我们完美的。
He has brought us into a particular family.
他把我们带进了一个特别的家庭中。
Some orphans.
也许有人是孤儿
，hardly a family at all， orphan at a young age。
在很年幼的时候就是孤儿，根本没有家庭。
Those of you who heard our sister Margaret from London this week, start pick up some of the pieces. For the most part, she was an orphan most of her life.
就是你们听到那个Margaret 姊妹从英国来的 Margaret 姊妹的交通，我们就可以看见说，在她大部分的年岁里面，她都是一个孤儿。
The Lord.Has a particular environment for each one of us.
神对我们每一个人都有他完美的环境。
He has made us a certain way.
他把我们制作成某一个样子。
I'm underlining this word, the Lord.
我要特别着重于主。
And yet, brothers and sisters, we despise them.
但是我们却是轻看。
We despise simple things as our size.
我们轻看最简单的事情就是我们的身体。
The shape of our body.
我们身体的大小，我们的
Our look,
身体的形状。
Our look.
我们的外面的外貌。
Why can't I be like someone else?
为什么我不能够像他一样？
Why can't I be tall, dark, and handsome?
为什么我不能够长得很高、很黑又很英俊？
Why do I have to be bald and gray?
为什么我要是秃头？为什么我有秃头，而且头发都白了？
Why do I have to be short and stubby?
为什么我是又矮又小？
Why do I have this weakness in my physical body that kind of keeps coming back?
为什么我身体上的软弱的疾病一直回来？
All of these things, these murmurings are something that we do not do out loud. That's complaining. Murmuring is down here in the heart, and it kept the children of Israel from coming in to their birthright.
埋怨是在我们的心里面，不是很大声的说出来，但是却是从我们心里面发出来对事情的不满。
The children of Israel despised Moses.
他们这就阻挡了以色列人能够进到迦南，他们轻看摩西。
They despised the environment.
他们轻看他们的环境。
Their shoes never wore out, and so they never got an opportunity to get a new pair of shoes. It made them mad.
他们的鞋子总是一直没有穿坏，所以他们就没有办法买新鞋，这也让他们很不高兴。
And when they disdained and scorned Moses, their environment, the Sinai, they were really kicking God in the teeth.
他们当他们埋怨向摩西生气，或者是对他们的环境对西乃山生气的时候，他们乃是对神生气。
They disdained the very physical.The most basic, mean things of their life, their physical body.
他们对他们的最基本的生活的需要，或对他们的身体有不满意。
Their physical environment.
他们的环境。
And then you have on the other side, in another subtle way of disdaining and scorning, is those that were handsome, those who are beautiful, thought it was they, and they took the glory.
在另外一方面，那些很漂亮的、很英俊的人，他们认为说那是属于他们的，所以他们就自己夺取了那个荣耀。
And again, the Lord was left out. His birthright was refused.
就把主放在一边，就轻看了长子的名分。
He was not given the credit as the one behind this inheritance.
我们并没有把他当得的荣耀归给他。
Oh, we can go on. We disdain the fact that our IQ is too low.
我们也可以再继续说，我们有时候埋怨我们的智商太低。
We disdain the fact that we are not really disciplined.
我们抱怨说我们不够节制。
How many times all of us say, why can't we do what they do?
很多的时候我们都说我们为什么不能够做像他们那样子。
Children often make this mistake, parents, and it's something where we can correct them and train them at a young age to give thanks in the environment they're in.
孩子们常常会有这样的情况，那我们做父母的就能够在他们年幼的时候就来训练他们在凡事上都感谢。
We're not like other children. We have a birthright. We are of a different lineage. We're of a different genetic background.
我们并不像其他的人，我们是有长子名分的人，我们是有一个不同的族类。
We are the heavenly people.
我们是属天的子民。
We're not of this world.
我们并不是属乎这世界。
And yet, brothers and sisters, we often desire this world.
但是弟兄姊妹们，许多时候我们确实羡慕得到这世界。
We often play around and flirt with the things of this world.
我们常常与这世上的一切的事情
And as a result, despising our birthright.
那这个结果就这结局就是我们轻看了我们长子的名分。
The Lord has given us the right mate.
这个主给我们对的配偶。
Yet we despise it.
但是我们却轻看。
We treat it like dirt.
我们待他们好像不值一钱。
Others in the fellowship that we hardly know, we smile, we treat very nicely.
对着聚会里面其他的人，我们不太认识人，我们给他们微笑。
But due to familiarity, we take this person for granted.
但是因为我们与这个人太熟悉了，所以我们就轻看。
God has ordained someone perfect for us.
主在他为我们预备了最合适的人。
God is the greatest instructor in the world.
神乃是这世上最伟大的教师。
He uses every opportunity to teach.
他用我们每一个事情来教导我们。
Some of you who have good teachers in school, you can tell the ones who.Utilize every opportunity to get their point across.
也许你们在学校里面曾经有过很好的老师，他用着各种的机会来教导。
They use sound.
用声音。
They use gesturing.
用他们的表情。
They use the environment.
用他们的环境。
They use overhead.
他们用。
They use a map.
他们用地图。
Overhead. They use other students in the group to bring out asking questions.
他们利用在座的其他的学生发问题。
Yeah, you know they'll stand on their head if they have to get your attention.
他们若要想尽办法来得到你的注意力。
They use testing to teach.
他用测验来教导。
A good teacher would rather not even use.Testing just to get a grade. They're interested in using it as a teaching aid.
一个好的老师并不是用测验来得来给你们分数，乃是要来教导你。
But God is the master.
但是我们的神却是最好的。
He puts the right person in our life in order to teach us what His birthright is.
他在我们生活中预备了最好的人，让来教导我们长子的名分是什么。
After the stage of romanticism,
过了那个罗曼蒂克的阶段以后。
And I'm not inferring that should ever end.
我并不是说那应该要停止的。
Well, we often go through that stage of trying to change one another because God really has made a mistake.
因为然后我们就开始进入到想要改变对方的阶段，因为神做错事情。
God puts this person in our life to be the cross, to bring out that which is of Esau in me.
他把这个人放在我们生活中，让我们来背负十字架，然后也把在我们里面以扫的光景显出来。
And when, you know, brothers and sisters, it would be no contest at all if this little angel, if this prince remained the way that they were when we first saw them.
若是这个王子，或者是这一位小天使，他们一直是像他们当我们第一次见他的那个样子那么好的话，我们就没有什么
Particularly if this relationship was of a real exciting first love experience.
尤其是这个这种特别是一见钟情的情况之下。
You know, it says in 1 John, that's no contest. When someone loves you, it's easy to just love them back.
在约翰一书就告诉我们说，若是人爱你们，你们当然会爱他们。
And we would just naturally underline naturally love them.
那我很自然的，我特别注重，很自然的，我们就会爱他。
God is getting at the Esau, that which despises him in our heart.
但是神却要把我们里面那个以扫的光景，就是那轻看他的那个情形。
So in all of his wisdom and in all of his teaching ability, he puts this person into our life in order to reveal that we need another nature.
因着他百般的智慧，他把这个人放在我们生活中，让我们看见我们需要另外一个信息。
But the more we try to change this person, you can't change a nature. I can't change my own nature. How could I ever change my spouse?
你越是想要改变一个人，你想你自己都不能改变自己的性情，你怎么能够改变你配偶的？
He reveals to us, I believe, the first stage to maturity, and that is limitation. We are limited in what we can do.
第一个成熟的阶段就是我们发现我们自己是有限的。
In other words, we have no capacity for this birthright.
我们是无法来承受这个长子的名分。
Esau had no capacity for his father's birthright.
以扫是没有这个容量能够来承受他父亲的福分。
That's why he just said, it's not much. He just scoffed at it. He just scorned it.
因为他所以他就轻看他，他不觉得那有什么。
It wasn't important to him.
对他而言并不重要。
And we do the same thing.
而我们却做同样的事情。
And God reveals himself and who we are through that close person that's closest to us.
借着这与我们最亲近的人，神把他的自己启示出来，也把我们自己的光景显明出来。
And that's why in 1 Peter and Ephesians 5 and Colossians 3, the Lord says, Wives, submit.
所以在彼得前书第三章，在以弗所书第五章里面，在哥罗西书第三章里面，他都一直说做妻子的顺服。
And it doesn't take very long to find, ladies, that it's absolutely impossible to submit to this unfair person.
姊妹们，我们不久就发现，实在是很难来顺服这个人。
This person who makes very poor financial decisions.
这个人他对在我们经济的方面他的判断并不好。
This person that doesn't have a clue on how to raise the kid.
他根本不知道如何来教养孩子。
Whose spiritual acumen is very limited at best.
他的属灵的光景也是非常的有限。
And so we reject what God has given to us.
所以我们就拒绝神所给我们的。
Given to us is our protection.
他给我们成为我们的保护。
Not against the lions necessarily. I'm not talking about physical protection. Not against thieves and rather that protection against this little beastie that is inside each woman.
并不是说成为我们外面生活上的保护，保护我们狮子不会来找我们，或者但是要来看见我们里面的光景。
The streak of independence that each one of us inherited.From our mother Eve, the woman in the garden.
从夏娃那边我们所承受的那些独立。
This characteristic of self-will, wanting to do my own thing.
这个有愿意要做自己的事情的意志。
I know best.
我所知道是最好的。
I'll take care of the children. You don't know anything about it.
你既然不懂怎么样教养孩子，就让我来管。
I will do the planning for the family. You stay out of it.
我来做我们家庭里面各式的计划，你不要管。
See the subtle way in which we despise the birthright, the perfect person the Lord has put in our life.
你看这是以何等微妙的情况，我们就违背了，我们就轻看了我们长子的名分，轻看了神所为我们预备的最合适、最完美的人。
You know, it's an interesting thing. We have the same thing in the military.
我们在军队里面也有同样的事情。
It's always interesting to listen to airborne rangers. People that have been through some real tough going in the military talk.
尤其是听到那些他们在军队里面经过一些非常艰难的事情，你听他们的讲话。
Time and distance have separated from that difficult ordeal that they went through, whether it was war or whether it was basic training.
不管是战争或者是基本的训练。
And they always talk about the tough drill instructor they had.
但是他们不管怎么样，他们总是讲到他们那个最苦的那个基本的教员。
I've been there, and when you're going through it, you despise him, you hate him.
当你经过以后，我曾经经历过，你经过以后你就会轻看他。
But when time and distance are separated, you have a great appreciation because number one, he got you into shape.
但是当时间过去了，当你距离他很远的时候，你就很感激他，因为他让你经过训练。
He got you on a great schedule, up at 5, in bed at 9 o'clock at night.
他给你一个很好的生活的作息，你早上五点钟起来，九点钟上床。
I'll never forget it. We're just waiting for the chow line. No wasted time. You have monkey bars, and you go back and forth on those monkey bars until the cafeteria line gets low enough for you to enter in the door.
我们都不从来不浪费任何的时间，我们在排队吃饭的时候，那边有很多高单杠的架子，你就在上面练习。
Fall off the monkey bars, drag your foot, not hold your knees up, you go through them again a couple of times, work up a real nice appetite.
然后你那个就这样经过几次，你掉下来以后就再站起来再上去。
Test of unfairness.
这是来测验那不公平的时间。
One time I was standing in the chow line.We're all standing there. We finished the exercise. All of us had taken off of our steel pots, our helmets.
我们做完这些训练以后，我们就下来站在队伍里面。我们每个人都把我们的钢盔拿下来。
Since I was the oldest in the unit, always been picked on. Sergeant came up to me and says, "Where's your steel pot?"
然后那因为我是最老的，所以那个那是士兵官总是来找我，他就说你的钢盔呢
？One quick answer, no excuse, drill sergeant. Run back to my little.Pup tent, get my helmet, stood in line, the only one with a hat on.
然后我不说一句话就赶快跑回去把我的钢盔拿回来戴在头上，我是在我们队伍里面唯一一个戴着钢盔的。
Who said it was supposed to be fair?
谁说是应该是很公平的呢？
When the colonel comes into your company and he says, I want 10 men to knock out that machine gun nest up there, it might cost all of their lives so the rest of the 600 can go through, that's not really exactly fair.
当一个军长来跟我们说我们需要十个人把那个机关枪拿出来，也许会就丧失了这十个人生命，但是要让600个人能够过去的话，这有什么公平好讲谈呢？
A squad of 10 men sacrificed their life for the rest of the unit and eventually the country.
这十个人丧失他们的生命，能够让剩下的人都过去，甚至是救了整个国家。
You know, the Lord didn't say thatOur marriages are necessarily to be fair.
神并没有说我们在我们的婚姻里面是应该是公平的。
Nowhere does it say, be submissive to your husbands when they are fair.
他没有在圣经里并没有说是当在一个很公平的情况之下在顺服你们的丈夫。
Sorry, sisters, there's another side to this.
姊妹们对不起，对，还有另外一边。
Another key word is husband.Love.
有一个很重要的话就是做丈夫的爱你。
And the previous applications apply. Love under all and any circumstances.
我们所刚刚谈到的情况都能够应用在这里，不管在什么样的环境情况之下都爱你们的妻子。
These little beautiful things can become little beasties.
这些很可爱的小东西有时候会看起来很凶狠的。
They're very clever and conniving.
他们有时候非常的狡猾。
They want their own way.
他们要他们的他们的方法。
Are we to pout and be angry when they want their own way?
当他们这样子的时候，我们是不是对他们会我们是不是应该生气或者是大叫呢？
No, our inheritance, our birthright goes through loving those beautiful little dollies.
我们的长子的名分就在我们爱就在我们从我们爱我们的妻子里面得着。
If we're to obtain our inheritance and not despise it, there's another very practical area, and that is in our families with our children.
若是我们要得到我们长子的名分，而不是轻看啊，还有一个非常实际的例子，就是在家里面与我们的孩子们。
We must fulfill God's word in relationship to our children.
与我们孩子们的关系，我们必须要成就神的话。
Often we despise His word and have instruction.Regarding our children.
常常在关于教导孩子方面，我们却轻视了他对我们的教导。
The Lord says, train up a child.
神告诉我们说要教导你们的孩子。
You know, brothers and sisters, I believe we really despise the Lord in this area.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在这方面却轻忽了神的意思。
We have no problem raising and training our children in the arts.
我们在艺术方面，我们没有问题，我们可以教导我们的孩子。
Education.
在教育方面。
The systems of the cosmos, the systems that Satan ordained.
这个世上的制度，对撒旦所立定的制度。
I'm not saying that our children should not have an education.
我并不是说我们的孩子不需要教育。
I'm not saying that they should not take ballet and play the violin, play the piano, play the trumpet.
我并不是说他们不需要去学芭蕾舞，去学钢琴，学吹喇叭等。
But you know, nowhere in the Bible does it speak of these particular things.
但是在圣经里面却没有特别指明这些事情。
Train up a child in the way of the Lord.
他乃是要叫我们照着主的方法，照着主的道路来教养我们的孩子。
No one understands the way of the Lord at birth.
在刚刚出生的时候，没有人能够知道主的道路是什么。
We miss such an opportunity through the environment during the day to teach these children.
我们可以利用我们每一天生活的机会来教养这些孩子。
Even at a year old, they can be taught to confess their sin.
即使他们才一岁，就可以能够教导他们来认罪。
A parent doesn't have to have a lot of brilliance to determine when the child is out of fellowship. You can tell immediately. They can't deceive themselves, or they can't deceive you.
父母不需要有很高的智慧来才发觉说小孩子是不在交通的里面，因为他们没有办法欺骗你。
Does the Lord intend for a child to go from birth to age 12 before their sins are confessed?
主是不是要一个小孩子从出生一直到十二岁才开始认他们的罪呢？
Of course not.
当然不是的。
The Lord expects parents to, even when they're this big, to confess the sins for them.
主要我们做父母的，在孩子还这么小的时候，就开始来为他们认罪。
Job did this for his children every time that they had a birthday, and they celebrated a particular birthday in the family.
每一次当约伯的家里面他们在庆祝的时候。他都这样子为他们的孩子认罪。
Father, in case they have sinned in any way, forgive them.
天父，若是他们犯罪的话，请你们原谅他。
We need to be doing this daily.
我们也是每天都需要这样子做。
Every time we're with our children, and they pick up something, and they become angry with their brother or sister or playmate, it's an opportunity to show them their birthright in Christ.
当一个孩子们他们抢拿了一个东西，他们开始与他们的兄弟姐妹或者是朋友争执的时候，我们在那个时候就能够让他们知道他们的长子的名分。
But like Esau, our birthright is very small. Our concept of our birthright is very small.
就像以扫一样，我们对我们长子名分的认识是非常的渺小。
Not much.
不认为是什么。
Wait till they get older.
再长大一点。
We'll let someone else teach our kids.
或者是让别人来教导我们的孩子。
Let's hire someone at the conference. They can teach them.
在夏令会时，我们请某一些人来教导我们的孩子吧。
Incidentally, brothers and sisters, I'm not talking about the training that's going on right now next door.
弟兄姊妹们，我并不是指着现在旁边那些教室里面那些的教导。
We're all thankful for this training, right?
我们非常感谢有这些的教导。
I don't know what the percentage, but it's probably about 0.1% of all the training that they'll ever get will come from that Sunday school.
但是他们从那些逐日学所能够学到的大概只有 0.1%。
You don't train children 1 hour a week.
你并不是每个礼拜只花一个小时来训练你的儿子而已。
Again, using the military example, it's 24 hours a day, every minute of the day, there's a drill sergeant there.
就像我们在军队里面一样，在每 一天24小时，每一分钟 都有一个 士兵关在那里。
The goal is a soldier that can keep himself, his company alive.
他的目标就是让那个士兵能够让他跟他的队员们都能够生存。
And it's exactly the same with us. The goal is Christ, the only source of our life. He is our inheritance. He is our birthright.
我们也应当如此。看见说基督 是我们长子的名分。
Our children need about half as much of the arts, and they need more of this training that goes on every minute of the day.
他们不需要这么多艺术的培养，但是他们却需要有更多的在这方面的培养。
We can't catch up an hour here and an hour there. That's not how it's done. If soldiers 18 years of age have to be drill sergeant and drill lead every minute of the day,How much more are little children who can't even think yet for themselves?
我们并不能只是花一点时间在这边，花一点时间在那边教导我们孩子。若是一个十八岁的士兵，他需要一个士兵长一直跟他在一起来训练他的话，那一个孩子他还不会为自己来思考的情况之下，我们他更需要。
Let me correct myself. They can think. Yes, self-willed, independently, rebellious. That is their whole mindset.
让我来纠正我自己一下，他们是能够思想的，因为他们有他们自己的意思，有他们自己独立的意愿。
Esau was born with a mindset just like us, just like Jacob, but one repented.
以扫他生下来他的思想与我们与雅各都是一样，但是有一个人。
One turned around and looked at what his inheritance was in Christ.
有一个人他转过来他来去发觉他在基督里面的福分是什么。
One turned around and looked at where he was going to be 100 years later.
一个人他回过来来发觉说他一百年以后他会在哪里。
Where are we going to be 100 years from now?
我们一百年以后我们会在哪里呢？
What part of our birthright is going to be there, in existence?
在那个时候。
100 years from now.
我们的长子的名分是在哪里呢？
There's a lot to be said just about, you know, our families.
我们可以在我们的家庭方面，我们可以说到很多。
But in closing, I want to spend a minute regarding our fellowship.
但是在结束以前，我愿意花一点时间说到我们的聚会。
The Lord has given His inheritance, His birthright is evident right here today.
神已经把他长子的名，把那长子的名分，把他的产业。
I think it's amazing to all of us that this is God's crown jewel.
常常让我们觉得很惊异的时候，就是我们这些就是他头上的冠冕。
Just as all through the Bible, we see God's attitude towards His Son as His crown jewel.
在圣经里面，我们一直看到神对他儿女们的态度，他冠冕上的那些宝石。
We see that crown jewel manifested, expressed in a body.
我们看见那个冠冕上的宝石是在教会中彰显出来。
This is God's heart.
这就是神的心意。
We see the wisdom of God here.
我们在这边看到神的智慧。
That's why we even spoke this week, why it's important to have shared meetings, not individual people that make the rules.
我们这礼拜也交通到说有交通聚会是何等重要，并不是只有一个人能来说法。
Shared provides covering and protects us from the flesh, but it also gives wisdom in numbers. In many counselors, there is wisdom.
当我们在交通中间不仅保护我们一个人的肉体的感觉，然后还可以从各个人身上得到各种不同的智慧。
We see God's joy here.
我们看见神的喜乐就在这里。
You know, even this morning when we sang, we see an expression of that. It sounds a lot better than just individually singing.
当今天早上我们在唱诗的时候，我们就看见那个喜乐的情形表现出来，比我们一个人唱的时候好多了。
There's an expression of God's rest and peace here.
在这边我们也看见神的安息，神的平安。
There's an expression of His very life, His very being.
在这边我们也看见到他的生命，他的自己。
His spirit is here.
他的灵也在这里。
God is spirit.
神就是灵。
And He has bestowed His Spirit upon those saints who receive it.
当那些圣徒接受他的圣徒们，他都把他的圣灵赐给他们。
This is God's glory.
这是神的荣耀。
That means this is a manifestation of Christ.
那就是说这是基督的彰显。
God resides here.
神居住在这里。
And yet, brothers and sisters, how often we despise this.
但是弟兄姊妹们，有多少时候我们却轻视这一切？
How often we glide in and out, casually, indifferent. If it's convenient, I'll be there.
多少时候我们是无所谓的，毫不在乎的进进出出。若是合适的话，我就在那里。
Regardless of what we think, God is here.
不管我们怎么样想，神在这里。
If there's only two people, God descends.Condescends and comes and meets with us.
若是只有两个人，神也亲自降临在这边与我们同在。
But we take lightly.
但是我们却很轻看这些事。
We scorn this crown jewel.
我们却轻看这个冠冕上的宝石。
This is our birthright.
这是我们长子的名分。
We sang this morning. We are sons of God.
今天早上我们唱说我们是神的儿女们。
Because one man became man.God, the Son of Man, we become the Son of God, sons of God.
因为一个人成为人子，所以我们今天能够成为神的儿女们。
No small deal.
并不是一件小的事情。
This is a tremendous birthright.
这是一个很伟大的一个长子的名分。
Jacob took that birthright.
雅各他要得到那个长子的名分。
You know, I think it doesn't take any imagination to see that.Jacob took it just about the same way we get interested in Christian things.
雅各得到长子名分的方法，就像我们今天得到属灵事物。
Most of us came into the Lord for selfish reasons.
我们许多人认识主是为了一些自私的心意。
To get something. To get something. To get life after death.
是为了得到一些事情，是为了死了以后我们还有生命。
We found that there seemed to be a little bit of joy.With this,
也许我们发现在这边有一些喜乐。
But then later on, the Lord began to reveal more of His birthright to us.
但是渐渐的，神就把他的长子的名分的心意向我们启示出来。
He wanted our affection to go deeper than just because we were getting something.
他愿意我们对他的喜爱能更进深，并不只是得到一些东西。
He wanted us to get.Him and Him and want Him and Him only.
他愿意我们得到他，而且是紧紧的得到他。
That we would love Him with all our hearts, with all our soul, and with all our might.
我们能够尽心尽意尽力爱主。
Jacob came into this.
雅各进入了。
Esau never did.
以扫却从来没有。
He could not turn.
他没有办法回转。
He could not repent.
他没有办法悔改。
He was proud.
他是自傲。
He could not deny himself.
他没有办法拒绝他自己。
And the things that we talked about this morning could not die to our spouse.
就像我们今天早上所说的事情，我们不能够弃绝我们的自己。
Could not die to the unfairness of the boss.
对这个不公平的老板的不公平，我们没有办法把自己置于死地。
And appropriate the life of Christ.
来得到神的基督的生命
our inheritance.
就是我们的产业。
May the Lord help us come in to our full inheritance.
愿意神帮助我们，让我们能够进入到我们完全的产业。
And not despise not only God,
并不藐视神
but the environment that He puts us in.
也不轻看他把我们放在的，他把我们所放在的环境里。
Because there is an interesting principle, brothers and sisters, if we refuse.The physical things of the environment, the people that are around us, we will not love God.
是一个很有趣的原则。
We will, excuse me.
或者是我们轻看我们的环境，轻藐视我们周围的人，我们没有办法爱神。
We will not enter in to the fullness of our inheritance.
我们没有办法进入到我们丰满的产业。
Partial, just as the Edomites and the Ammonites and the Moabites and all those 17 Arab countries have a lot of oil. They've entered into a certain blessing.
也许只是一部分，像这些以东人、亚玛利人，他们得着了他们的福分，他们有很多的石油。
But it'll never last.
但是这不是永存的。
Because it's not what God ordained.
因为这并不是神所命定的。